great opportunity that people can learn from other ways besides mass media fed information. And if you don't happen to be lucky enough to born with parents that can communicate ethics 100% in a seamless fashion from the, you know, everything we need to survive. Because what's going on now doesn't seem like it's really working to meet the needs of everyone on the planet.
We're going to have to close this off, but I want Mark to have a chance to have a final word if he wants it. Before he has it, I want to thank him for being here. He and I had apparently never met or met only lightly in the past. I think having this end in controversy is fine with me. These things are controversial. It's the business of the future to be dangerous. It's your job to decide what is human and to preserve it and expand it and live it. And Mark, say a final wise thing.
Question/commercial. Does S1 offer us each other's contact info?
No.
Then I would propose that if anyone wants to stay in contact or communicate via email, continue these discussions. I have a book which is sitting here with a pen. Please put your name in if you have email, if you don't, phone number. And also I have cards here where you can reach me, and also that I really appreciate it and love all of you for your singing last night. And also by giving me your information or taking mine, you can have more information on that. We want to kind of purport that activity. Thanks.
In conclusion, it was probably in 1981 when my wetware processor booted up a simulation of Terrence, and it's been talking to me ever since. And the conversation has been actually really interesting. It is my great honor and pleasure to have met and worked with you in the flesh, and this has been a wonderful weekend, and I want to thank you for your graciousness and for the room that you've given me, because it's been a great, great honor on my own part. I can't even describe it, how I feel about being able to be with all of you. Thank you. It has been my great honor and my pleasure to be able to get away with things that they would normally drive me away kicking and screaming if I said in other places in this world. I've given some raps this weekend, which I won't call them canned, but I've given them before, and I have said things in public here that I had not even dared ever to say. I've been thinking about them. I've been arguing them with my simulation of Terrence. I've been working them through. But I felt like this room had the feeling and the trust where I could actually step over the boundary and I could enter the light cone and put my foot down and say, well, these are just some things that I'm thinking about. And I am incredibly grateful that I've been able to share with you, because the things that I've been getting back from all of you, both individually as a group, have been insane, cathartic, transformative, revolutionary, things like that. I'm going to leave you with one last question or koan which I want to be unresolved, because it's an argument that I'm having with a simulation of myself that I'm running inside of my head. I'm not sure that I believe that the internet physically exists. I don't know about it. It's invisible to me all of the time anyway. I'm not sure that, in fact, it's not simply a way that we're all magically believing that we're communicating with each other. Thank you.
That's a great...